Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, unfortunately, last night the game did not go the way that we expected it to go. However, San Jose was on a 5-game losing streak, so, you know, any team at any time that has that much going on negatively in their life are eventually going to get something back, I think. But the one thing I will say, even though we lost the game last night, the score was 5-4 by the end of it. And last night we did do something we did not do against Winnipeg a few nights ago, and that's we fought. I felt like in the Winnipeg game we lost 4-1 because we had no fight in us. Well, at least last night we did fight. And it was the first game that Jake Oettinger was back after being not out for 2 weeks. I mean, anybody that takes some time off, especially in the goaltender position, can be a little rusty at times. Now, the question is, what is this road trip going to look like for us? We got to play 3 very difficult teams in the next, 5 to 8 days. Sunday, we have to play a Philadelphia team that is starting to get its legs in a resurgence, if you will. I mean, John Tortorella's got that team going, and they look really good. And this is actually for my friend Brandon that is subscribed to my podcast. I know that's your team, and I'm very happy to see them do well, but that's going to be a very big test, because if you've been watching Dallas has been playing really good. Actually, we're getting on the rush, we're getting on the forecheck, we're scoring goals early, and I do think that we're going to have to find a way to get back that puck pressure that we've showed in the very first 8 games or so of the season. We're very capable of it. It's just we're kind of on a downward spiral for a moment. We've just lost our last 2 games. We're going to have to figure out a way to get this back on track. And then after that, it's Tampa Bay. But the one thing's for certain, we're a different hockey team than we were last year. We're not playing these 1-goal games. We are scoring. We are producing. So no matter what happens, I believe in our fight, in our grit. And we're definitely a team to be reckoned with. I just hope on this road trip, we can show everybody that, and they know not to mess with us. Look, My expectation is hopefully get 2 out of 3. I mean, that's the most probably realistic expectation. My unrealistic expectation is to win all 3 of these games. I mean, even Florida's kind of having a little bit of a downfall right now. They haven't been playing their best hockey. But remember, Florida was the President's Trophy of a year ago, although they did lose to Tampa Bay in a sweep in the playoffs. But these 3 teams have really good players. They score points. And I think after Jake gets his legs back, we're going to have a really good goaltender. And there was moments, though, when we came back in that game, once we got it to the 5-3 mark, there were a couple shots by San Jose where Jake was Jake, and he had incredible saves last night too. So it's a matter of staying positive. You know, we talk about in this sport all the time, don't get too high, don't get too low. The players are incredibly great at it, but sometimes I wonder if us fans are. I know for me personally, my passion for this team gets me in trouble, and sometimes my anger gets over the fact that there's still like 70 something games left, and we're still starting in the beginning of the year. And the biggest thing for me is, remember, don't get too high, don't get too low. And Jamie Benn, 2 goals in that game, had a hat trick a few nights ago. There's something about the older players, and I've said this before, it's like the fountain of youth. The one thing that DeBoer has done with this style of hockey has given the players that we are concerned about scoring more scoring chances. Even Tyler Seguin, I think he scored like 2 goals already, and we always want more goal production out of him. But the guy is getting pucks to the net. He's playing incredibly well. He looks like the old Tyler to me because of the way that this system is. It's a very shoot first mentality, and I like that. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And once again, don't get too high, don't get too low. We have a long season to go.